堂听 class.com。
Office Talk, Everyday Business Dialogues, The Main Event.
Getting the job.
Hi, is this the main event? Yeah, come on in. Can I help you? Yes, I'm Sandra Pope. I'm here for the job interview with Mr. Main for the position of event manager. Oh, hi, I'm Elaine Stevens. Did you find us okay?Yes, thanks. Mr. Main gave me excellent instructions, and I had the map with me just in case. Oh, that wouldn't help me. I can get lost with a map, too. Are you from the States, then? Yes, from Arizona. How nice. Jeff Bennett, our systems guy, is from the States, too. Florida, I think it is. Oh, is he? Yes, so you should feel right at home here. By the way, Malcolm called to say he's on his way. Would you like to have a cup of tea while you wait? Actually, I would love a cup of coffee if you've got one.Of course. I have to warn you about Rodrigo's coffee, though. Rodrigo's our graphic designer. He likes it strong. It's the Latin temperament. Ah, I'm a big girl. Well, you've been warned. Come right this way. The kitchen is in the back. I'm sure Malcolm will show you around later. Okay, nice place. Here we are, the center of operations, and I see there's some coffee left in the pot. How do you take yours? Black, please. You are fearless, aren't you? Here you are.Thanks. So, are you from London? No, I'm from Hampshire, but my husband's from here. You married? No, not yet. Wow, this coffee really is strong. Shall I get you some milk? No, no, please don't worry about it. Oh, here's Malcolm.
Hello. You must be Sandra Pope.
Yes, hi. Nice to meet you, Mr. Main.
Oh, do call me Malcolm. So, sorry to keep you waiting. I was held up at the Brecknell Conference, Elaine.Please call Emily Phillips and try and calm her down. The caterer still hasn't arrived.
Oh, dear. I'll get on it right away. It was nice to meet you, Sandra. I'll leave you with Malcolm, then. Thanks, Elaine, and thanks for the coffee. My pleasure. Bye.
So, you've tried Rodrigo's paint remover? And you still want the job?
Very much.
Great. So, why don't we go over to my office and have a chat?
Sure.
Here we are.Have a seat.
Thanks.
So, what do you know about the main event?
Well, I know you're the most successful event management company in Britain, and that you're expanding into Germany and Holland, and are talking about setting up in the U.S. as well. And I know this is your center of operations, and you're looking for a new event manager who doesn't mind traveling.
Excellent! I see you've done your homework.
I make it my business to find out as much as I can.I don't like professional surprises.
Unprofessional surprises are even worse. Just ask Elaine.
You mean the caterer who didn't show up?
Yes. Those are the sorts of things that keep us on our toes. The trick is just to have Plan B up your sleeve.
Which is?
In this case, an emergency caterer. It's very expensive, but it's better than the alternative. Please excuse me one moment. It's Elaine. Yes?What? Oh, dear. They did? Good heavens. Okay. Keep me posted. Thanks. Well, that's another first.
What happened?
Our caterer's van was rammed by another car, and he's in hospital. But the food is now on its way to the event.
That's great. I bet Elaine is relieved.
Yes, I am too. Losing that customer would have been a disaster. But anyway, back to you.I see you worked for Morgenthau in New York.
Yes, that was my first job out of college. It was a great experience, especially working under the boss himself.
May I ask how you got that job? I heard Morgenthau is very demanding.
He is, but I was very lucky. Turns out he went to Yale too, and he liked the fact that I had a lot of catering experience already.
Yes, you started young.
My uncle had a catering business, so I more or less grew up in the business.
That's a plus. So then, 6 years later, you came to Britain to work for Conference Plus.
Yes, I wanted some experience abroad, and they made me a great offer.
That's impressive, too. I used to work with Patricia Benton, and she's very capable.
She is, yes, and a great teacher.
She had some great things to say about you, too.
Oh, you spoke to her?
I do my homework, too. I don't like to invite anyone in unless I feel I know them already. And with you, All I had to find out was whether you would fit in here, and I think you would.
That's good to hear. I think so, too.
Well, then, you know what we're offering. The job is yours, if you want it.